Hi, this week the question is the Supreme Court the Supreme Court? Now, this may sound like an odd question, but allow me to explain why this question is being asked. On Friday, June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court issued their ruling in favor of same-sex marriage. The court was divided and the vote was 5-4 in favor of same-sex marriage. The conservative judges dissenting were Justice Clarence Thomas, Antonin Scalia, John Roberts, and Samuel Alito. Since the U.S. Supreme Court is, by definition, the Supreme Court of the United States, the decision has been made and cannot be appealed any further. However, this Bible Talk program is not asking if same-sex marriage is legal in the eyes of the United States Supreme Court. This program is asking the following questions. Number one, is the U.S. Supreme Court really the Supreme Court? In other words, is there a court higher than the 9 justices of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C.? And number two, is same-sex marriage legal in the eyes of God? So let's begin with the first question. Is the U.S. Supreme Court really the Supreme Court? Is there a court higher than these 9 justices who are seated in Washington, D.C.? And the answer is no. The U.S. Supreme Court is not really the Supreme Court. There is a court that's higher. God and His decisions are higher than the court that's seated in Washington, D.C. Now, I will now present my case for making this statement. On November 20th, 1946, the Nuremberg trials began in Nuremberg, Germany. The World Book Encyclopedia records the following. Quote, the Nuremberg trials were a series of 13 trials held in Nuremberg, Germany from 1945 to 1949. In these trials, leaders of Nazi Germany were accused of crimes against international law. Nearly all were charged with murder, enslavement, looting, and other atrocities against soldiers and civilians of occupied countries. Some were also charged with responsibility for the persecution of Jews and other racial and national groups. End quote. Now, let me ask the question, how did German Nazi warlords defend themselves in the Nuremberg trials? Well, they argued that in their country, it was not considered wrong to imprison and murder Jews, blacks, and gypsies. And furthermore, they argued that it's not fair to condemn them and judge them for doing what was considered ethical and legal in their country. All right? Robert Jackson, an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, who was the prosecutor, in his closing address during the Nuremberg trials, had this to say, quote, these men should be tried on the basis of a higher law which rises above the provincial and the transient, end quote. Do you understand what he was saying? Let me translate this for those who may not know. The Nazi warlords were not allowed to say that their Supreme Court allowed them to murder Jews, blacks, and gypsies because there is a higher law which rises above the territory of Germany and extends beyond the present time. Now, my friend, I ask you, what is this higher law? What might that higher law be? I'm suggesting to you that the higher law is God Himself. First, when the Supreme Court of the United States begins to make laws, they have overstepped their authority simply because the Supreme Court was never given the right to make laws in the first place. Legislative power lies within Congress, not the Supreme Court. And second, even if the Supreme Court of the United States did have the power to make laws, they do not have the authority to overstep divine moral law. Ultimately, all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to God the Father. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Now, we're asking the question, is the Supreme Court of the United States actually the Supreme Court? The answer is no. The U.S. Supreme Court will one day answer to the true Supreme Court, the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 5, verse 22, Jesus said, "For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." In Matthew 25, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." All right, now we're going to examine the question of whether same-sex marriage is legal. Since the Lord Jesus is the Supreme King, this means that He and He alone has all executive, legislative, and all judicial authority. He alone has the ultimate right to make laws, execute and enforce those laws, and judge offenders of those laws. The apostles are the ambassadors of Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. An ambassador is an official representative of the king himself. Therefore, for same-sex marriage to be legal anywhere on earth, it must be authorized either by Jesus personally or by one of his ambassadors, the apostles. Now, what did Jesus himself say about marriage? In Matthew 19, verses 4 and 5, Jesus answered and said to the Pharisees, "Have you not read that He who made them in the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh'? The Lord said marriage then was between a male and female, and these alone become one flesh." That is, these alone become married, and these alone may have sex with one another. What did the Lord's ambassadors say? What did the apostles say? In 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now concerning the things which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband." So the ambassadors of the king confirm what the king himself legislated. Marriage is legal only between a male and female. So our first question was, is the Supreme Court of the United States actually the Supreme Court? The answer is no. The U.S. Supreme Court will one day answer to the true Supreme Court, the Lord Jesus Christ. The second question we're asking is same-sex marriage legal in the eyes of God? The answer is no. God ordained that marriage is between people of the opposite sex. In conclusion, for those who regard the U.S. Supreme Court to be the supreme judges of their lives, they now have occasion to rejoice, for the majority of their fellow men have now given their approval. The problem is, those men and women who pass this new law are mortals. They themselves will soon die, and they, like all others, will stand before the true supreme judge and give an account for what they have done. For those who regard the Lord Jesus Christ as the supreme authority in heaven and in earth, the rule has not changed. Marriage in the beginning was ordained only between a male and female. In closing, I would like to read the following passage for your consideration. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9, the Bible says, "Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.